This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Our sympathies go out to Rush Limbaugh, revered talk show radio host. You might have heard of him. My show in most markets is on at the same time as Rush, and I remember being asked one time, Kevin, do you really want to face Rush Limbaugh? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I want to give people a choice. And, of course, Rush is winning, and he will win. I mean, he's going to go out a winner. But that doesn't mean I'm a loser. I feel like Reagan when he lost back in the day. You know, the same thing, same principle applies. I'm not a loser. The people that I've had people tell me, Kevin, I bounce back and forth between you and Rush. I have people tell me once I listen to you, I stop listening to Rush and on. But Rush is the king. And he's obviously battling, he's battled a lot in his life. But you know what? So have all of us. We've all battled things in some way, and this is just another chapter in Rush's life. Hopefully it's not the it probably is the fourth quarter, I mean, given his age, but, you know, hopefully he survives his lung cancer issues and goes on to live the rest of his life in happiness and whatever that may be. But one of our board members is Rush's producer, Bo Snerdley. Most people know him as. His real name is James Golden. And I texted James and said, hey, man, our sympathies are with you. And please, you know, make sure Rush is aware of that we're praying for him and on and on. I mean, Rush is probably one of the single most influential people in the conservative movement in history. I mean, he will go down in history as a person who has influenced millions and millions of people. I remember when I was listening to talk radio, he was the guy I listened to. And it's funny because I haven't listened to Rush Limbaugh in years. I catch him in snippets, and it has nothing to do with my lack of respect or anything like that. I think Rush is amazing. I didn't want people to go, oh, I heard that on Rush Limbaugh when they hear it on my show. I was like, I don't listen to Rush. If we share the same view, it's because we are thinking the same. Anyway, he made the announcement, and of course, Democrats were all over it. Oh, hope you die. You know, I mean, stuff like that. And that's just the way Democrats are. They can't think of the human condition. There's nobody that I can hear about who's a Democrat that I will not first apply humanity to. The people that are left behind. I've criticized them. I criticized, what's that kid? He's an actor. Not a kid. Prolific actor, died of a heroin overdose. Needle sticking out of his arm as his kids were playing in the park. A maid or somebody, the caregiver of his kids, comes home and finds him dead in his bathroom with needles in his arm. He'd overdosed on heroin. And I said to myself, he was a genius. Philip something, right? I forget his name, but he was a genius. Everybody's kind. I'm like, geniuses don't die with needles sticking out of their arm as their kids are playing in a park with another caregiver. Why isn't he parenting his kids? Why isn't the power of being a parent and raising your kids right, why isn't that more powerful than the drug? That should tell you why you don't do drugs. Go get help and then go be with your kids. Go do the things that are important, because that's what's important in life. And see, that's the distortion of Hollywood. The heroine's more important than his kids. It was like I told you guys a story where somebody left their kid in the back seat of the car and they died. And somebody said, oh, I've got an invention. Why don't we do something that tells you that you've left something important in your car? And I'm like, you mean like your kids? You want to create something that says, oh, here's a reminder that I left something important in the back seat. Not your kid. It isn't enough for you to go, I have a child, I'm just going to peruse my car when I get out to make sure I haven't left the most important thing, the most precious thing I have. The most precious, not invention, but, you know, thing in your life. Maybe outside of your spouse. Democrats need to invent something. They're twisted. If you're a Democrat, folks, you can't be optimistic about who you are. You can't. You have to be a person who's sick in the head. You're angry people. And if you're happy with the party of lynching of Negroes, you are either sick or delusional. Those are your choices. As my grandmother would say, you're a sausage sizzling in your own grease. You'd make great lampposts if you weathered better and you didn't have to eat. That's how dumb you are. You just stand there and things happen to you. Oh, it's the rain. It's the snow. Oh, somebody please change my light bulb. Dumber than a sack of retarded hammers and equally vicious. Equally vicious. But the era of redemption for conservatives is upon us. And there will be joy to pay. Oh, yeah, what you think I was going to say? You thought I was going to say there'd be H-E double crooked socks, right? We're going to get you the wrath of this or that. No, no, there will be joy to pay in the redemption of conservatives. Joy to pay. You want to know how that joy manifests itself? In the great works of Donald Trump. The great works of the conservative movement by way of our current leader. Because Trump doesn't ride the horse of the apocalypse. He sits atop the horse of prosperity. Look it up. It's in your Bible, baby. It's in your Bible. That's what old black people always say when they want to make a point. They don't know the Bible. Haven't read the Bible. It's in the Bible.
The Bible say, the last rung will rise to the top.
I remember for years I read the Bible trying to find that because my grandfather said it. And we were around a bunch of old black people.
Yes, right, baby. The bottom rung, that's black people going to have. They're going to rise to the top.
And I was like, and then what's going to happen? Read your Bible. It's in there. Oh, man. The horse of prosperity is what Trump rides. And I'm going to tell you, the results of Iowa, the results of, and I'm using my finger quotes, impeachment, all these things point to you being on top, you rising and making it happen again. Good for you. And I'm going to segue back to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh led this movement decades before it was popular. He's like Clarence Thomas and many of the old school black folks who've been doing this a long time. And people, you know, just didn't get it. Well, now they're getting it. And we're going to talk about a lot of it today. But anyway, I just want to send my condolences to Rush.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If abuse of power is not impeachable, even though it is clear the founders considered the highest of all high crimes and misdemeanors, but if it were not impeachable, then a whole range of utterly unacceptable conduct in a president would now be beyond reach. Trump could offer Alaska to the Russians in exchange for support in the next election, or decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and let Jared Kushner run the country, delegating to him the decision whether to go to war.
That was Adam Schiff throwing Hail Marys. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. The president could sell Alaska to the Russians or give it to him, and then Jared could run the show. Wow. Okay. I mean, that just goes to show you how crazy. There's all kinds of scenarios we can make up for President Trump. He could give Puerto Rico to Cuba. I mean, really? Those are the hypotheticals. What else could he do? I think if he tried to do something like that, you might invoke the 25th Amendment and say the man has gone crazy. There are other remedies, Schiff. Impeachment is over. The outcome is as predicted. And as one of my friends tweeted, DNC in full panic. Identity politics pulling in every disgruntled fringe anti-American group has finally backfired. Communists led by Bernie Sanders, the Squad, Antifa, and the army of utopia-seeking children hell-bent on free crap just took over. Dem Party is finished. And then you got the crazies like Adam Schiff that get the president at all costs. I talked about it on the show before. Do you know the disjoint that American people have right now? How can you try to impeach somebody when my life is going so well? How can you impeach somebody who at every turn is looking at protecting America's sovereignty, protecting taxpayer money, doing what is best for what Trump says, the American worker? What a focus. And you want to get rid of him. It doesn't compute. People are wondering, why are you being so vicious? Why are you being so mean-spirited? Guy wrote this in Politico, I think it was. Democrats are not planning to wage a serious war over Iowa in the year's general election and are effectively conceding it to President Trump. Well, you know what else they're conceding to the president? They're conceding the country. Because Donald Trump is laughing in their faces. He laughed in the faces of impeachment. A fool's folly. Only a clown would want to impeach a guy with that record. I would be fighting for Obama if he had Trump's record and the Republicans were trying to impeach him. I'd say, look, no offense. I don't care if the dude was born on the moon. He's doing rock star stuff. I'm going to say it again. I've said it 1,000 times on this show. Use your common sense. Watch what's happening all over the country, everywhere Donald Trump goes. Tell me, any Democrat coming on the heels of baby black Jesus, folks, I want you to remember in 2008 the crowds that Barack Obama commanded. I want you to remember all the talk about how transformative he was going to be, how America was going to change for the better, how he was going to solve all the problems, and none of it occurred. And there wasn't the hoopla on the left. By the way, many of you Republicans, you conservatives, you were part of, you got caught up in that whole, you know, that wave of Obama. Many of you voted for that clown. Well, there were no lefties voting for Trump. The only people caught up in that wave were the people that saw what Trump was capable of. They're the ones who can take credit. And you know what's happening? All those people that used to support Obama and the Democrats are now part of that wave. 20-25% of Democrats show up at these rallies. They're not showing up to kick tires. They're showing up because they now understand what you see. But here's the deal. It wasn't vapor for them. They now have 3+ years under their belt of watching Trump, and they're going, you know what? We made a mistake. They may not say it publicly. I don't know where they're going to say it. I don't even care. But they know they made a mistake, and they're coming over. But I'll ask you this, and I've asked it before. Can Obama command those audiences? Name me any Democrat. Put them all together. Can they command those audiences? You could put Jay-Z and Beyonce in a stadium, and the reason why I know this is because they did it. They did it to get Hillary elected. Barack Obama had a big rally. He asked Jay and B to show up. They did, and the people were like, this is boring. But they showed up, and they still didn't have the audiences that Donald Trump has. Donald Trump has audiences of 20, 30,000 people with 150,000 people who wanted to be there. Nowhere, nobody in the Democrat Party, all together combined, can do that. None of them. That's what I'll tell you. And I'll tell you something else. But Donald Trump decided he was going to charge for those tickets, he'd still have the same numbers. That's how much people want to see him. His rhetoric is the same at every one of them. But you know what? People still want to go. What's he going to talk about? Is he going to break out a new tune? No, he's going to tell you exactly what he promised you and what he's delivered on. And you're going to pay attention. The State of the Union, same thing. What did he tell you? He tell you anything new? But you tuned in. Many of you tuned in. The world tuned in. to Donald Trump. By the time Barack Obama gave State of the Unions in the second half of it, in the second term, nobody was paying attention. People, whatever. More promises. We documented from the first State of the Union to the last one that he gave, all the promises he made year after year that went unfulfilled. It's not the case with Donald Trump. So Schiff and team, they got a real quandary. I'm going to talk about it. I don't know how much of the show we will, because we got a ton to talk about. Going after Bernie, I mentioned CrowdStrike's going to come back in the news. Clinton says she's willing to be a VP, or at least that's the overtures that people, that's the opinion. And then we've got all the candidates that we can discuss. We can discuss them in the context of Iowa, but we could also discuss them in the context of where they sit in the rest of the country. It's really funny how things are shaping up. And what's even funnier is how the Democrats are now starting to admit, uh-oh, we're in a bit of trouble. Whoever wins Iowa, they won't be back, Politico declared in the headline on the day of the Democratic caucuses in Iowa. All eyes have been on Iowa in recent months. The Hawkeye State may not receive the same kind of attention after the Democrat Party selects its nominee and gears up for the general election matchup. Iowa has carried its status as the quintessential general election battleground state, rather. But Politico asserts that it won't be the case this year, citing Democrats who no longer consider it a true battleground and are therefore conceding it to the president. Well, that's interesting to me because three out of the four House representatives are Democrats. Steve King's the only one who's a Republican, and he's in a solid Republican district. There's another Republican district that's a slightly point plus one Republican, and it's got a female Democrat who's running, and then the other two districts are Democrat. And I say it's at risk. I say for Donald Trump, keep going up there. Get Iowa. Why not? Let's get those electoral votes. I don't know how many there are, but let's get them. Let's get those House seats if we can. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about the Iowa caucuses. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones says he will vote to convict President Trump on both articles of impeachment.
Accordingly, I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment. In doing so, I am mindful that in a democracy, there is nothing more sacred than the right to vote and respecting the will of the people.
The Democrat is worried about his future and what it means in the deep red state of Alabama, as Jones is up for re-election this year. Reaction still coming in fast and furious as House Republican leaders are criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the State of the Union speech. Speaking to reporters at the Capitol, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says it was disgraceful for the speaker to do that.
It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the names of those military servicemen and women, people who have given their life for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Melissa was telling me how the Iowa caucuses started. It started because there was a state, they were having a caucus in another state, and there was an overflow. There were no hotel rooms. So everybody went to Iowa, and they met in separate locations. And that's how the Iowa caucuses came to be. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Or the KevinJacksonShow.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. So Politico saying Iowa no longer in play. And let me give you a little bit of history. So here's what they wrote. Few states received more time and attention from Barack Obama during the White House campaigns than Iowa. Part of that was due to its pride of place in his political ascent. Iowa, after all, was a state that vaulted him from long shot to Clinton slayer. But there was also a widespread view back then that Iowa was up for grabs in November. Now, less than 5 years removed from his presidency, Democrats talk openly about not contesting the state at all. See, folks, these are the types of things that we call breadcrumbs. They're called hints. They're called clues. Years ago, 5 years ago, whatever number of years ago, Barack Obama went to Iowa with all the panache. Hey, y'all, what's up, Al? We gonna win this thing. And he wins. And then he does nothing. Baby black Jesus disappoints. They find out that he wasn't born in a manger. They find out that that version of Mary was a prostitute who got knocked up by a John. You know what I'm saying? It is nowhere near the story of our Jesus. And so what? I was flipping back. I was like, oh, well, you know, sorry, we made a mistake. Yeah, you did. So now it's going back red. And the president, I'm going to say, he was at Drake University, full crowd, people wanting to get in. I was not that big, folks. People of all different colors and genders and everything else. LGBT for Trump, women for Trump, blacks for Trump, everybody represented. The Big Tent Party. You know who the Big Tent Party, who's done more for the Big Tent? Donald Trump has said, you come in. You're a woman that wants an opportunity. Boom. If you're not caught up about your uterus and your fallopian tubes, come on over. Because all we want to do is influence you. We don't want to dictate. We'll let the states do that. You figure out all that stuff. We'll let the states. We will follow the Constitution, the rule of law. Come on in. And you know what? They're coming in droves. They finished, they said, the trends here are much more red than purple. I could see that swinging back, see that swinging back at some point, but probably not with Trump on the ballot, said Ben Folkey, saying that maybe it would go back to the Democrats. He served as the executive, this guy Ben Folkey served as the director of Iowa's Democratic Party 4 years ago. He says, it became clear to us in 2016 that this was the path we were heading down, at least in the short term. So I'm not surprised when I hear those conversations or read memos explaining that Iowa really isn't a swing state in 2020. There's more to it than that. I assure you. See, what I'm telling you is the Democrats are now beginning to recognize their fate. Iowa's just a symptom of the real problem. Democrats know they have no shot of winning in 2020, not the presidential election, even if they cheat. And if, let me just say this. If the truth were told, if the Democrats did everything by the book, if they told the truth, they wouldn't even win in big cities. They couldn't. But there are times, folks, when the truth leaks out. And this happens generally when Democrats have their backs against the wall, and that is exactly where soon-to-be former Speaker Nancy Pelosi finds herself. She's got her back against the wall. And she's not standing there with an AR-15 with a full, as what Curry say, you got a full magazine or full clip. It's got a full clip. She's not standing there with that. She's standing there going, please don't hit me, people. Please don't. Impeachment in the rearview mirror. And I use my finger quotes when I say impeachment because this is not a legit impeachment. Pelosi faces the reality of her candidates because nobody likes any of them. Particularly, they don't like the communists. And I'm going to let you hear it in Chris Matthews' own words.
What are my thoughts? I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this field. I think they got to find a candidate for president that can beat Trump.
And you don't think anybody in this
field? I'm looking. I'm still looking.
Still looking.
What's the problem?
Obvious problems. They're all problems. Bernie Sanders is not going to be president of the United States. Okay?
Okay.
I went back to the 72 race. I was a young volunteer for the DNC. I was working for a senator from Utah at the time. I've got to tell you, it feels a lot like it. A lot of giddiness, a lot of excitement, a thrill about this guy.
You're saying a lot like McGovern?
Well, exactly, because he was very exciting. He excited the party completely, blew away a really good candidate like Muskie, a really good guy. He blew him right out of the water because he had some issues. Now, analytically, I think a couple things have happened. One is Warren was riding high. I thought she was going to sweep through everything. I should first two easily and just keep going. She was the one candidate I thought could do that. What happened? She got a lot of scrutiny. A lot. You don't want a lot of scrutiny, and she got a lot of it. Does this stuff add up? The Medicare for all, the free college, all that stuff got killed. And guess who's going to get it now? Bernie's going to get it now. Bernie's going to ride high, and he's finally going to get scrutiny about his whole life, his ideology, his whole life, who did he root for all his life. Who is this guy ideologically? It's not just the nice, good stuff like health care. Why does he say the stuff he does about Maduro and people like that? Why does he say Denmark one week and then somebody else? I mean, people got to figure out who the guy is.
Yeah.
I think I know because I've dealt with these guys most of my adult life. They're usually the guys at the card tables at an interwar rally. There's some guy, old guy with some old literature from this socialist party or that, trying to sell it, trying to latch on to the anti-war movement. There's always guys like that. And they're usually, you know, as Howard Fine once said, non-negotiable demands, you know, yelling up at the administration building during the anti-war movement. I know them, but I think the country's going to get to know them. I think we got a problem. We'll see. But, you know, nobody's going to say it tonight. They're all going to be cheering, good old Bernie. You know, I think he's going to win big tonight. Real big.
Chris Matthews no longer has the tingle. He torched Bernie Sanders. He essentially said Elizabeth Warren's campaign is over. She was the big deal. I thought she was going to do blankety blank, whatever. Here's what I want you to understand about these leftist pundits. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They don't get it. They can't stop, go on the other side of the issue and ask themselves a question. See, I don't know, I can't speak for other people, but I do that all the time. I ask myself, am I being realistic? Is this just Kevin Jackson's view or is this really the pervasive view? And I can tell you, I'm okay to go, What would the average person be thinking about this? And then, better than that, we'll go ask. We'll take polls. We'll figure it out. And so by the time I come here, I'm not just trying to, you know, blow a little sunshine up your kimono. I'm trying to tell you this is the way it is. Chris Matthews actually believed at some point that Warren was going to catch fire. And I'm sitting there going, look, when you're doing beer, hey, honey, bring me my beer and then kiss me. And then yeah, people find out that you're a fake Indian, that you made money not only from being a fake Indian and claiming, you know, it's essentially identity theft, but you're a liar about your whole past. Oh, I was kicked out. Didn't get my job because I was pregnant and they wouldn't let me. Not true. My father served in this or that. Not true. My brother worked here. Just lies. Not a resume full of lies. Just to stretch it a little bit so it makes the story a little bit more. Oh, well, it was just, you know, trying to make some, you know, make people understand it did hit him in the gut. No, it's a lie. If your life is what it is, you either like it or you don't. And you have to stretch it out. Who cares? You know, you did something or you didn't. And if you did, and you weren't as good as you wish you had been, say, you know what, I was a track athlete. I wish I'd been a better one because, boy, you know, it would have been fun to run with Usain Bolt. But I didn't have the genetics. Whatever. Just be done. But nope. All these politicians, they got to be bigger than life. Well, my brother, and it's not just them. My father and I learned lessons from this. Well, if it's a lie, did you really learn those lessons? Of course they didn't. So what's funny is Chris Matthews is torch. He says, I don't know who can beat Trump. I don't see the candidate. It's not Warren. She's fading. Why? Because she got scrutiny. That's what he said. She got scrutiny, a lot of scrutiny. Does this add up? Medicare, free college. Also, she got scrutiny on who she is. People went, wait a minute, she's a liar. And then here's Warren, who, you know, you need a president that's going to tell you the truth. This is the biggest liar telling you that you need a president who's going to tell you the truth. Because you know what Elizabeth Warren is telling you? I don't need to be president. Don't let me near the presidency. I have no clue what I'm doing. I want you to stop and ask yourself for 1 second, what would make you believe that Elizabeth Warren could run the country? Bernie Sanders hasn't had a real job his whole life. He's been in politics. What would make anyone believe he could run the country? And Chris Matthews doesn't even have the guts to say, you know what, I don't like any of the candidates because Donald Trump is really a rock star.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Listen, Brianna, you were here 4 years ago. You lived the original version of this movie, right? Covering Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. There is no love lost between them and, more importantly, their supporters. And that was what you saw on display at that event last night. But you also saw, the congresswoman, said that she's happy to boo, but you also saw instantaneously, I thought, the way I saw it, the people on the stage trying to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Even Pramila Jayapal, she sort of winced when it happened. They saw the train coming as that moment occurred. one of a significant Sanders supporter said to me today that the way they see those comments from Hillary Clinton over the pair of comments is like the progressive version of the deplorables. And that is the undercurrent that is, you know, beneath what you saw last night. It has not gone away, even though she is not running.
No love lost. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Talking about Pelosi being between a rock and a hard place, she recognizes her fate. Here's what she said to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. I just say to all our friends, you know, you want to go to the left. You want to win the election. Let's make a decision to win the election. And when you make a decision to win the election, you have to make every decision in favor of winning. We all understand what's at stake. There's plenty of progressive work that we can do in the mainstream without, shall we say, having the luxury of our exuberances and carving up a pie we don't even have. Yeah. Medicare for all, not a winning message, a lovely concept, but not a winning message. Communism, not a winning message. Faking impeachment of a president who's a rock star, by the way, Pelosi, not a winning message. Interesting how Pelosi can be a pragmatist when she's considering the positions of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but not so much with impeachment. Now, I've given you plenty of reasons why Donald Trump will not lose in 2020. Let me put it another way. The Democrats will lose in 2020. Trump will be reelected, first, because of the massive chasm among Democrats. It's massive. It's not little. It's massive. Look, what is it? 53% of Bernie people say we're not voting. If he doesn't make it, we're not voting. How many Warren people? People that are dogma. That's, look, according to the Iowa poll, Bernie got 22%. This is a poll that didn't get published. Bernie got 22% and Elizabeth Warren got 18%. 40% of their electorate is communist. Supported by AOC and Tlaib, etc. Tlaib, the first quote, the clip we just played, that was the discussion of her booing Hillary Clinton. I want to ask you, when in the Democrat Party history has anybody publicly booed Hillary Clinton and Bill? Doesn't happen. Even with their falling status, it's very few people. Up until recently, the Clintons were untouchable. Now you have this Muslim chick who is part of the squad, the anti-Americans, and they're booing Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's a chasm. That's a huge chasm. So 40% of the people between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, there's a big gap, a big number of them that are going, look, if they don't get it, we're not voting. And that's what Pelosi's appeal is. Listen, we've got to be all about winning. So what, our ideologies differ? Let me ask you, Republicans, conservatives, whatever you call yourselves, how big is the gap in the people that you talk to that support Trump? How big is the ideological gap? Because I'm going to tell you, you might be for not legalizing drugs or legalizing drugs. You may be pro-life and this is pro-choice, whatever. But the gaps are small. In comparison to these, you can't even see our gaps. They're not there. In the Iowa caucus, which they did report the Republican results, 97% of Republicans went for Trump. Now, who are the other people? There's a couple of knuckleheads still in the race. Fine. They managed to get a few people. Good, okay? Because you don't want 100% of anything. It really rarely exists in anything, in nature or anywhere else. So Trump gets 97%, validating what we already know, that Republicans have coalesced around our champion. And yet, what do we have with the Democrats? They can't make a decision. The second reason that they're going to lose is because of impeachment. What Democrats do, obstructionists, they don't want to work on your problems. They went to Congress. All these people From the moment Trump got elected, their raison d'etre, which is French for reason to be, is to prevent Trump from being successful. So Pelosi can't fix the faction deal. The AOC faction of the Democratic Party is unrelenting, and they've set their sights on Pelosi. President Trump actually feels sorry for her. He says, I don't think she wanted to do this. I think she really knew what was going to happen, and her worst nightmares happened. I don't think she's going to be there too long either. I think that the radical left, and she's sort of radical left too, by the way, I think the radical left is going to take over. That's what he said. Democrats openly now voice their disdain for the Democratic candidates. No longer is the former VP, Creepy Joe, the shoo-in candidate that he was said to be. And I've proven this to you because gone are these head-to-head polls that would pit the Democrats against the president. And there's an easy reason for it. I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. Why do you think they're no longer doing head-to-head polls against all the different Democratic candidates to President Trump? How long should I give them? Another second or two? All right. Yeah, exactly. The polls, number one, they never were correct. But if you give a poll, can Donald Trump beat Joe Biden? Seriously? That was, one of the little radio buttons should be, seriously? What, you're asking a stupid question like this? Biden can't even get out of his own primary. The Iowa vote was telling, folks, no Democrat is a true front runner. And sadly for Democrats, whoever emerges is going to get the crap beat out of them by Donald Trump. President Trump's masterful performance, what he's been able to accomplish, is a punch right in the throat of the Democrats. Trying to impeach a man who is clearly, he's got nothing but the best interests of the United States at heart. He goes to NATO. He says, hey, pay your bills, NATO. I can't believe he wants NATO to pay its bills. Look at what he's doing to our partners. And Trump's like, I don't care, partner or no partner. You made a commitment. You signed an agreement. It's called a treaty. All right? So here's the people that are part of a treaty that are saying, ah, screw it, the Americans will take care of it. And Trump says, no, we're not going to. You're going to pay your bills. What's the outcome? Millions and millions, billions, in fact, of dollars that are coming back into the U.S. Treasury. Then they say, trade policy. Donald Trump, look at what he's doing with trade. He's actually going to start a war. Yeah, he did. He started a war. And you know what the benefit is? We're going to get billions of dollars back into our economy. Go look, don't believe me. Go look it up. Go look at what the OMB says. Go look at what people are saying based on now USMCA, the treaty that he struck with China, and of course the existing treaty that he redid with Japan and South Korea. Go look at the numbers and see what are the expectations of these trade policies. It's huge. And the Democrats, I can't believe that he would actually go try to save America money and bring that stuff back to America. When Donald Trump says, I'm going to save jobs for Carrier, and I'm also going to bring manufacturing jobs back. How dare he? How dare he? That's impeachable. He's actually trying to improve America. Donald Trump says, I'm going to build a wall so we can stop the influx of illegals who are hurting our economy in multiple ways and bringing over deadly diseases, there's sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and letting terrorists through. How dare he do this? That anti-American president doing all these things that are bringing back the economy, bringing back the jobs, raising the GDP, all the things that Barack Obama said were impossible. How dare Donald Trump do what Barack Obama didn't do? We need to impeach Donald Trump because he's doing too well. But let's leave Barack Obama alone. Let's leave him alone because, you know, he tried hard. He was a black guy, right? He was an affirmative action president. And maybe he should have been impeached when you compare the records.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.